You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Blake's Book Club. Today we're talking Voyager Chapter 16, Willy. All right. I will admit it. I enjoyed this chapter, even though I have been for quite some time just burning down the existence of Willy and the side questiness of it all. I really enjoyed this chapter. Again, it reminded me of one of those chapters, earlier chapters, where Lord John is introduced, and knowing the story, knowing where that relationship goes, it just put a smile on my face. Now, the same thing happens, but for different reasons in this chapter. Only because Jamie has this moment where he just realizes he has to be a dad, but can't be a dad at the same time. And all of this has a ticking time bomb just waiting to blow up, in a sense that Willy is growing and he is quickly turning into a little Jamie clone. And Jamie overhearing that conversation with the two ladies, really sets this all in motion. And after years of being there and hoping to watch over Willy and take care of him, Jamie has to make a decision and finally take Lady Dunsany up on her offer that he has to go. It's a good natural ending, a good fitting ending for this relationship, or at least for up until this point. The fact of the matter is that Jamie had Willy. Well, I'm sorry. Geneva had Willy, and Jamie is the father, though Willy was born, quite literally, out of a relationship that just should not have been, and one that is controversial at best. So it's a fitting conclusion, at least in this story, to how Jamie must leave, and the kind of heartbreak it must take him. Because in the end, it's just not right. You know, how he was born, how he was conceived, how he was birthed, what happened to him after he was birthed, what happened to his mother after he was birthed. It's a whole thing. And again, I know I've gotten a lot of conversation out of you guys concerning Willy and his usefulness to the story, and how that will affect Jamie and Claire's story later on, which I don't doubt. And again, I will reiterate the fact that Diana rarely introduces characters that don't have this kind of relationship or close relationship to Jamie, or close, not even a relationship, but just a close line to Jamie and Claire without bringing them back in some sort. She does have characters, like, so far, that do show up, like, Master Raymond. He has yet to show back up. I don't know if he will. Iten Cho, at least from the television aspect, has not shown back up. Whether or not he does in the books, I don't know. So there are instances where she does have these characters, but again, they're side characters. They're not closely related to Jamie and Claire the way that Willy is. So I do see Willy coming back.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.